Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Grube drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Gaston goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Swanson reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Swanson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Mahaffey moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahaffey scores. McNair moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Rhein moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Rhein moves to third. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sugar Cane now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaston takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Gaston moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Max Bishop pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rein scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Barrett now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling bunts towards the mound. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Johnson moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Durham now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Durham. Johnson scores. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rein bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rein for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller pinch hits for Dick Barrett. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Miller moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. McNair moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's 9-8, White Sox. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.